Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation facing grave dangers from China, from the Korean Peninsula, from Iran, and from Russia. So what do you do about it? President Trump has made a promise that if he is elected president, he will end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. John Bolton, who has a great deal of foreign policy experience, he was our ambassador to the UN, he was the national security advisor for President Trump. If you were called back into the White House and you were to return to your post as national security advisor in a Republican administration, John, would you be able to end the Ukraine war in 24 hours?
Look, Mother Teresa couldn't end the Ukraine war in 24 hours, let alone Donald Trump. And I can understand why somebody might take the position that negotiation should be a priority. I think that's wrong, given the naked aggression the Russians have performed here. But the way Trump talks about the conflict, the very notion that he and he alone can solve it in 24 hours, is a demonstration of how unfit he is to be president. He simply doesn't understand the stakes involved, the difficulties involved, or the strategic implications of the negotiation. And, you know, I hope that by repetition, by seeing how he handles questions like this, we can convince more and more voters seriously as the campaign goes on that, you know, there's got to be somebody in the Republican Party better than Donald Trump.
And better than Joe Biden. You have a new tweet today. I'm speaking of Ambassador John Bolton. And you say Biden's half-hearted efforts to enhance U.S. national security should be a significant vulnerability in 2024. What should this president be doing to enhance our national security that he's not doing?
Well, he's so focused internationally on international climate control negotiations and God knows what else that he's failed to develop an adequate strategy to deal with the Russian aggression. You know, he's supplied a lot of weapons. That's true. But supplying weapons is not the same as strategizing. And in fact, you could make a pretty convincing argument that if you provided resources to Ukraine in a more strategic way, you'd actually save money, which a lot of people complain about given the assistance that we've already delivered. There's certainly no strategic thinking that I can discern about the global threat of China, which to me, as we've discussed before, is the existential threat to the United States in the 21st century. There's still no plan to deal with the Iranian nuclear program. I think even now, they're still aspiring to go back into Obama's 2015 deal, which was a mistake then. It's a mistake today. But for those who recognize that option has failed, they still don't have an alternative. And as you mentioned, North Korea, and that is the fourth of the big four problems, they've done what Barack Obama did. They called it strategic patience, which turns out to be a synonym for doing nothing. So threats are growing, and I do think that's why in the 2024 campaign, Americans need to hear from their leaders and their would-be presidents the nature of the threat and what's going to be required. My own view, for example, is we're going to need substantially greater defense expenditures because of the growing range of threats. And since I also believe we need to get federal deficits down, it means substantial cuts in domestic programs. And I think you got to be honest with the American people. These are some of the things we're not doing.
Well, in terms of things that we're not doing, do you agree that the threat of default of the nation being unable to pay its bills starting the 1st of June, is that a threat to national security?
I don't think it's a threat to national security because I don't think it's that much of a threat. Republican leadership, and I do give Kevin McCarthy considerable credit here, has made it plain again today, that there's not going to be a default on the debt. What people object to with this whole minuet is they realize the debt limit is leverage against the ever-expanding welfare state, which is why so many people want to get rid of it. I think if somebody doesn't like the debt ceiling, come up with an alternative. You know, before it was created during World War I, Congress had to approve in advance each specific debt issue. And they were given the debt ceiling as an option so they didn't have to do so much work. Well, if you don't like the debt ceiling, let's go back to the way it was before World War I and let Congress, one after the other, vote in advance to increase the debt. See how far that gets us.
Speaking of how far it gets us, there are so many problems on the table right now. You've written recently about the crisis in Pakistan. There was the latest exchange in Israel between the Israelis and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And with China and Taiwan and the Korean Peninsula and Ukraine and more, which of the international crises keeps you up at night, represents the most dire and immediate threat to our country?
Well, I think the potential of a Chinese surprise attack, in effect, against Taiwan is a real possibility. There's a chain of analysis that points out that China's population is in decline, its economy is going to begin to decline. It's really right at this moment at the very height of its power. So if Xi Jinping is serious, and I think he is, about reclaiming Taiwan and also extending Chinese influence in the South China Sea, the East China Sea, along their land border, I worry that the Chinese leadership sees their future the same way we do, and that the temptation to strike early, especially given the inadequate Western response on Ukraine, could be real. And if they move quickly, whether it's a direct invasion or what I think is much more likely of putting a blockade around Taiwan, we are not prepared at the moment.
Which is a chilling thought indeed. If you had to guess, we began with the idle promise of ending the Ukraine war in 24 hours. Do you think there's any meaningful chance that the war could be settled or brought to an end by the end of the year?
I think the only way this war is going to end is if one side or the other scores a really significant military breakthrough. It is possible that the Ukrainian spring offensive, long promised, perhaps underway fairly soon, might accomplish that. I'm doubtful. I don't want to be unrealistic about this. I hope they succeed, but I'm doubtful that they will to that extent. And I'm afraid that the longer-term prospect, perhaps well beyond the end of this year, is continued military stalemate, which I think benefits the Russians. I think Russia's 3.5 times bigger than Ukraine in a war of attrition or military gridlock. The bigger state usually prevails. And I think Putin's strategy is that he will achieve diplomatically what he's failed to achieve militarily if Europeans, Germany, France, and others lose their resolve, or if the Americans lose theirs.
Well, let us hope for the best. John Bolton, always a source of perspective, inspiration. He's the author of the best-selling book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, which is insightful, it's funny, it's dramatic, it is unforgettable and well worth reading. John, I wish you Godspeed and hope to hear your voice again soon. When we come back, more on the desire to change names on our landscape and more coming up on the MedMed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedMed Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, Target, the series of big and very, I find, very useful stores, is witnessing a rise in violent incidents at its stores that is actually costing the retailer, and that means the public, hundreds of millions of dollars each year. Wow. The CEO, Brian Cornell, made that statement today. We will explore it tomorrow what is going on with the increase of violence against those stores, or just the increase of violence generally. There was an episode in New York that's very disturbing when you think about the implications. Look, I am not a fan of Prince Harry, the Heir and the Spare, remember that? And his book, The Spare, which was written for him, and he and his wife, Meghan Markle, leaving basically the British monarchy. She didn't even attend her father-in-law's coronation as king. Well, they just had a near-death experience, apparently, in a two-hour car chase trying to escape from very aggressive paparazzi photographers in New York City. And the reason it's so disturbing is that's the way that Harry's mother, Princess Diana, died, if you'll recall, being chased by paparazzi. Now, why they have to be chased rather than simply allowing them to take whatever picture it is they're very desperate to take. During the two-hour car chase, where they came close to a catastrophic car accident apparently several times, the mayor of New York City spoke out about it and talked about the photographers who pursued Prince Harry and Meghan in the Big Apple in New York City. And he didn't speak well about the paparazzi. This is clip 9.
You know, it's clear that the press, paparazzis, you know, they want to get the right shot. They want to get the right story. But public safety must always be at the forefront. The briefing I received, two of our officers could have been injured. New York City is different from a small town somewhere. You shouldn't be speeding anywhere. But this is a densely populated city, and I think all of us, I don't think there's many of us who don't recall his mom died, and it would be horrific to lose an innocent bystander during a chase like this, and something to have happened to them as well. So I think we have to be extremely responsible. I thought that was a bit reckless and irresponsible.
And he talks about the report of a two-hour high-speed chase. And he talks about this from the perspective of somebody who was a police lieutenant before he was mayor of New York City. Here's Mayor Adams.
I would find it hard to believe that there was a two-hour high-speed chase. That would be, I find it hard to believe, but we will find out the exact duration of it. But if it's 10 minutes, a 10-minute chase is extremely dangerous in New York City. We have a lot of traffic, a lot of movement, a lot of people are using our streets. Any type of high-speed chase that involves something of that nature is inappropriate.
Inappropriate indeed. Also inappropriate was the attack on the office of Representative Jerry Connolly in Alexandria, Virginia. He's a Democrat from Virginia and a someone well-known for insanity. I mean, someone with severe mental problems broke into the office, smashed computers, smashed glass, and hit with a baseball bat two of the employees for Representative Connolly. And here is Representative Connolly likening this to the general increase in political violence. Clip 4.
I honestly believe that Donald Trump made violence part of his shtick. At rallies, you may recall, he actually talked about protesters and saying, you know, in my day, we'd take them out and beat them up. Enabling violence and almost sanctioning it. You know, he walked around at one point with a baseball bat. Not an image of peace and tranquility and conciliation. He, of course, incited the violence of January 6th, and some of his enablers here in Congress have called those insurrectionists who perpetrated enormous violence on police forces and would have done the same on members of Congress, patriots or just, you know, overexcited tourists. When you say something like that, that's not true. And it is normalizing and enabling violence. And for people living on the edge mentally, what they're hearing is a steady stream of violence is an acceptable route to express yourself or your anger.
Okay, what he's talking about is Trump had put up a thing on Truth Social showing himself holding a baseball bat, and it was as if he were holding the baseball bat to hit, I believe it was E. Jean Carroll, who actually Trump owes $5 million to. And the idea that this nut who attacked the Connally office is in any way directly blamable to Donald Trump. Well, there's this other story. The U.S. Secret Service is now investigating how a man who appears to have been inebriated entered the home of President Biden's national security advisor in the middle of the night. It was around 3 a.m. without being detected by agents guarding the house, according to three government officials. The unknown man walked into Jake Sullivan's home at about 3 a.m. one night. It was actually in late April, and Sullivan confronted the individual, instructing him to leave. Two of the people briefed on the incident said there were no signs of forced entry at the home, according to one of the people. Sullivan has around-the-clock Secret Service detail, but agents stationed outside the house were unaware that an intruder had gone inside the home, located in the West End neighborhood of Washington, until the man had already left and Sullivan came outside to alert the agents. Now, of course, this reminds people of the crazed maniac who attacked Paul Pelosi with a hammer. And basically, this is why we have 400 million firearms in this country, because there is a sense of a lack of safety, and the horrible shootings, like the shooting in Farmington, New Mexico, an 18-year-old who is now dead, just shooting at random, and he was shooting old ladies he was targeting in particular. Meanwhile, We have problems not just with our present, but dealing with our past. A chapel has its name changed, and we'll tell you why coming up.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The man accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in their off-campus house has been formally charged. A grand jury indicted 28-year-old Brian Koberger on charges of first-degree murder. Koberger, who says he's innocent, remains in jail. President Biden is expressing confidence that a deal to raise the debt ceiling can be reached before the U.S. defaults. Republican Congressman Bob Good agrees, as long as there are deep budget cuts.
The American people, though, don't want an increase without responsible cuts in spending and reforms to put us on a path to fiscal responsibility.
Good, who's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, would also like to see work requirements for some people who receive federal aid, a sticking point which Biden said he'd keep the door open to discussing. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has confirmed that the pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments will come to an end later this year. That pause has been in place for more than 3 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And with so much in the news about various trials and lawsuits and causes of action and issues that have to be decided in court, this is a lawsuit that I honestly didn't have to happen, but it's happening. Middlebury College is a very scenic, very beautiful, rustic campus. I've been there several times in Vermont. And it's lovely, and it's green, and it's snowy, and it looks like a postcard, and they have a very beautiful chapel there that is the center of campus, and it's known as the Mead Chapel, or at least it used to be. Here is the story. A former Vermont governor's estate is suing Middlebury College for removing his family's name from the campus chapel that family paid for. Why? Because the governor once advocated for the sterilization of, quote, degenerates and defectives 100 years ago. A 79-page complaint filed in Vermont Superior Court alleges the school breached its contract with the estate of Governor John Mead in 2021 when it removed the Mead name, which was a precondition of the money gifted to the school to build the chapel. And the chapel is very elaborate, and it's lovely. And, again, the campus is lovely. The name of former Governor Mead on an iconic building in the center of campus is not consistent with what Middlebury stands for in the 21st century, the school wrote. The private liberal arts school in central Vermont has about 2,800 undergraduates and an endowment of $1.5 billion, which is huge for a small school like that. A school spokesman declined to comment because of the pending lawsuit. Last year, descendants of benefactors of at least two other schools made similar complaints. In California, the descendants of S.C. Hastings sued the state of California for $1.7 billion for changing the name of the UC Hastings College of Law after the school determined that Mr. Hastings, again, more than a century ago, was involved in the slaying of hundreds of Native Americans in California in the 1800s. In Virginia, a descendant of T.C. Williams, for whom the University of Richmond Law School was named, demanded the school pay his family $3 billion after the school dropped his name because Mr. Williams owned slaves. Born in 1841, Dr. Meade worked his way through Middlebury College, pausing in his education to fight in the Union Army, freeing the slaves. After graduating from Middlebury, he attended medical school and worked as a doctor in Vermont. In 1910, he was elected governor of Vermont. Around that time, lawmakers around the country were debating how to limit the impact on society of criminals and people considered undesirable. Governor Meade advocated for sterilization, as well as a prohibition of marriage licenses. Many other leading politicians, industrialists, including Henry Ford, by the way, and intellectuals of that era, believed in eugenics, the idea that people should influence reproduction to create a population with desirable traits. Following his $75,000 donation to the school, Governor Meade requested that Middlebury name the building the Meade Memorial Chapel in honor of his family, according to the lawsuit. Nearly two decades after Governor Meade's donation, state lawmakers passed a law that targeted various groups, including indigenous people, leading to the sterilization of about 250 people in Vermont. It's horrible. I'm sorry those people were sterilized. It's wrong. It's inappropriate. But for God's sake, this is some people who gave their life's work and their life savings to build a chapel on a college that they loved and to honor a family that contributed a lot to the state of Vermont. And the whole idea that we're going to find imperfections of people behaving badly in the past and then just try to erase them from the historical record, it's madness. And where does it stop? Well, one of the places it stopped is they found out, okay, I have tender feelings for my alma mater, for Yale University, and I appreciate everything that Yale has done for me, and a great place, all that. There's a movement to change the name of Yale. It won't happen. But because Elihu Yale, who flourished in the 1600s, not even 1700s, that he made some of his money in the slave trade. And they're going to find some dirt on John Harvard, too. There's no doubt about it, they will. But is this really a useful area for us to engage? I mean, you can imagine people bringing evidence in this lawsuit about basically stiffing the Meade family, which gave money, and now you're no longer living up to your part of the bargain, which is to name this chapel that he built the Meade Chapel. I don't understand the compulsion to try to go after people in the past on issues that have been settled. And truly well settled. One of the things we don't recognize enough is the progress we've made in this country. There's a good piece by Gerard Baker that appears in the Wall Street Journal about President Biden's speech at Howard University. It was a commencement address, and Howard University, of course, is a historically black campus in Washington, D.C. It's where Kamala Harris went to school for her bachelor's degree, and President Biden chose to speak about race without acknowledging the progress America has made on this issue. He said, when it comes to race in America, hope doesn't travel alone. It's shadowed by fear, violence, and by hate. Fearless progress towards justice often meets ferocious pushback from the oldest and most sinister of forces. That's because hate never goes away. Mr. Biden waxed on about the poison of white supremacy, which he claimed to be the most dangerous threat to our homeland security. White supremacy is the most dangerous threat to America now? On it went in that vein, writes Gerard Baker in the Journal. A reader emailed to me to speculate that Martin Luther King would probably be sobbing. There was no suggestion that the nation has made any progress towards King's dream 60 years ago of a nation united through equality, unity, and reconciliation. And Mr. Biden's telling, the main advances black Americans have made all seem to have come in the past 2 years since Biden has been president. He rattled off a list of his African-American senior appointees. While more progress is always needed, writes Baker, toward racial equality, there is no effort from today's left to consider how much progress has been made already before Mr. Biden even came to office. Attitudes and prejudices that were commonplace even a generation ago are now rejected by most Americans. The president likes to bracket himself with Barack Obama on race matters, without mentioning that 15 years ago, Mr. Obama won election to the presidency with the highest share of the vote any candidate has received in more than 30 years. Context is everything. And that includes the Durham investigation, too. We'll get to that coming up.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guaranteed.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedEd Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Medved Show, there is an important column that just appeared in the New York Times, and it's by Brett Stevens, the certainly, I think, together with David French, he is the leading conservative voice at the New York Times. And he does a column about the 75th birthday of the State of Israel, which was celebrated. Actually, by the English calendar, it was celebrated on the Sunday of this last Sunday. And what he says is, we were talking about context before and putting things in historic context. And he points out that the Jewish state turned 75 on Sunday, mostly in a sour mood. But it helps to remember the circumstances in which the country was born. Israel is a post-colonial state. It started its national life dirt poor. Its peer group of countries include Syria, Pakistan, India, Indonesia, Myanmar, Sri Lanka, and North and South Korea. These states came into being with many of the same core problems. Hostile neighbors, unsettled borders, deep poverty, restive ethnic and religious minorities, and other unresolved dilemmas from their independent struggles. And again, there were over a million people who died in the conflict between Muslims and Hindus in India when India won its independence in 1947, which is 1 year before Israel. If the success of a society can be measured by the speed at which the miraculous becomes the mundane, Israel is doing fine, writes Brett Stevens. In Jerusalem, I visited an absorption center for new immigrants, most of them in their 20s and 30s, arriving from Ethiopia, Argentina, France, and Russia. Israel welcomed nearly 75,000 newcomers in 2022. That's the equivalent of more than 2.5 million immigrants to the United States, or more than twice America's legal intake of immigrants. Nations that attract immigrants tend to succeed. And then he writes that countries that make a future also have one. Israel's fertility rate at around 3 births per woman is significantly higher than India's, which is 2.05, the United States, which is 1.7 below replacement, and South Korea, 0.8. Israel's high rate birth rate correlates with strong economic growth. Last year, Israel's economy grew by 6.5% compared to an average among developed countries at 2.8%. Israel now has a higher GDP per capita than Germany or Britain and attracts more foreign direct investment than Britain. Seen in one light, the debate over judicial reform in Israel, was a near-death experience for Israeli democracy. In another, it has thus far been a stunning display of responsible civic activism, evidence that the center can still hold in a polarized country, and that arrogant leaders will bow to public demands. All of that is very important and should be kept in mind about some of the things that Americans seem to exaggerate in terms of their significance and impact. There's a piece in Reason magazine that is actually very useful, and it's very funny. It's intermittently very funny. If it didn't involve so much in terms of investment, it would be truly funny. Reason writes, the FBI should never have launched its probe into possible collusion between former President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia, according to Special Counsel John Durham. The FBI's investigation was hastily opened based on raw, unanalyzed, and uncorroborated intelligence, that's in quotes, and senior FBI personnel displayed a serious lack of analytical rigor towards the information that they received, especially information received from politically affiliated persons and entities, wrote Durham in a report, 306 pages on the investigation he was appointed by former Attorney General William Barr to lead. However, Durham's lengthy and expensive investigation, it cost $6.5 million, was also misguided. According to Trump and his allies, Durham was hot on the trail of the crime of the century, as Trump told Fox News last year. And he would reveal a massive conspiracy between the FBI and Hillary Clinton's campaign. Durham was officially authorized to investigate whether any federal official, this is in quotes, employee or any other person or entity violated the law in connection with the intelligence, counterintelligence, or law enforcement activities directed at the 2016 presidential campaigns, individuals associated with those campaigns, and individuals associated with the administration of President Donald J. Trump, unquote, per the appointment order. The ensuing investigation was broad and extensive, according to Durham's new report. It included more than 480 interviews, the review of more than 1 million documents consisting of more than 6 million pages, serving of more than 190 subpoenas under the auspices of grand juries, and the execution of 7 search warrants and the obtaining of 5 orders of communication records. And what did they find after 4 years of investigation and more than $6.5 million in taxpayer money spent? Durham failed to uncover any evidence of major wrongdoing. The only successful criminal charges were against an FBI lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith, who pleaded guilty to altering an email used to get a surveillance warrant on Trump campaign aide Carter Page. He wound up sentenced to 12 months of probation. The 2 criminal trials his investigation yielded against Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman and Trump Russia dossier source Igor Danchenko both ended with not guilty findings. The evidence gathered was not sufficient to prove at trial that any FBI personnel intentionally violated any criminal statutes in relation to the transmittal of the Steele reports, nor that any FBI personnel intentionally lied during their interviews. That context is important. There's also a context for one of the big movies, actually the biggest movie in the country right now. It's Guardians of the Galaxy. It's Volume 3. But even if you haven't loved the first 2 volumes, is this one fun to watch? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
One of the favorite teams of the MCU, the Marvel Comics Universe, is back. This time, the highly diverse and inclusive ensemble has to deal with a new diabolical threat, played by Chuck Woody Awuji and known as the High Evolutionary in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
My sacred mission is to create the perfect society.
He didn't want to make things perfect. He just hated things the way they are.
The lavishly crafted and flamboyantly bizarre worlds presented here, including a compelling counter-Earth, help to jam this 2.5-hour movie full of action and emotion, with special emphasis on the deep affection for the cast members for one another. By the film's conclusion, however, it begins to feel wearying rather than wonderful. Rated PG-13, 2.5 stars for the ambitious, sometimes over-the-top Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And on the Michael Medved Show, next time there's a more complex real-life story that we're going to be unspooling. It's about two Americans and one Japanese who ended up working together, being intimately involved with America's agonizing decision to strike Japan with atomic weapons. We'll be talking to Evan Thomas, who's just written a remarkable book on this subject. There's also a word from Target stores that they've had a devastating rise in violent incidents that are costing the retailer hundreds of millions each year. The retailer isn't alone in experiencing that increase in thefts and other problems. What is behind the war on retail that is going on in the streets of America, not just San Francisco, but across the country? And we will also talk about how reporting crime is redlining and tips for, well, T&A, really? Topless dancers in Los Angeles are now set to become the only unionized strippers in the nation. And who says we don't make progress? And rates of depression in this country, afflicting the population at all ages, but particularly young people, rates of depression have now reached new highs, or should we say new lows. We will get to all of that next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.